Enchanted Greenhouse by Sarah Beth Durst. Read for you by Caitlin Davies. For my mom, Mary Lee Bartlett, who taught me to love stories and has a much greener thumb than I do, I love you. Chapter 1. The plant was innocent. Everyone agreed on that. Still, when the judge declared it in his reedy voice for the official record, Terlew nearly cried with relief. After she'd been arrested, her primary worry was that they'd blame the plant. He wasn't to blame. It was all her. She'd tried to make that clear. She shifted in her chair to watch while the court bailiffs escorted the spider plant away. He raised a tendril toward her, and Terlew lifted her fingers to her lips and then toward the newly sentient plant. "I won't cry." She refused to cry when she hadn't done anything wrong. Very illegal, yes, but not wrong. So far, she hadn't shed a single tear, at least not in public. But right now, all that prevented her from sobbing out loud was a scowl on the prosecutor's face as he glared at her, as well as the head librarian's hand on her arm, which was the only touch of kindness in the courtroom, both literally and figuratively. Leaning closer, the head librarian, Rigis Velk, whispered to her, "I will see that he is safe and cared for. He'll always have a home with us." Terlew swallowed hard. "Not going to cry." Stiffly, gratefully, she nodded at Rigis Velk and then faced the judge. The judge was swaddled in embroidered robes that transformed him from a skeletal man with spidery limbs into a wide mushroom of ruffled silks. He reminded Terlew of a hermit crab, the kind that used to swarm the beaches of her home island. His gnarled body tucked inside his ornate outer shell, with only his claws exposed. She had to look up to see him, seated on the dais, raised high above the accused. "Above me," she thought miserably. He was framed by stained glass windows that showed a stylized map of the Crescent Islands Empire, each jeweled bit of land caught within panes of sapphire blue. Instead of warm amber daylight, it cast the whole courtroom in a bluish tinge, which made all the painted faces glaring down at her from the balconies on either side of the dais look even more cold and unfriendly. It was all designed to intimidate and to overwhelm, and it was, Terlew thought, rather effective. If the judge was a hermit crab, then she was an oyster, extracted from her shell, splayed open and exposed to the elements. She fidgeted with the sleeves of the tunic they'd given her. It was a gray cotton, soft from use and vastly oversized, and she wondered how many other, much taller, criminals had worn it before her. She knew how she looked in it, like a child playing dress-up, rather than a woman in her 20s. Or more accurately, "I look like a chipmunk." She was short and pleasantly plump, with wide eyes that made her always look slightly surprised, round cheeks and smile creases around her mouth. She was certain she looked more like a chipmunk than a criminal, if chipmunks were lavender and gray. Her mother had purple skin, while her father was tinted more pink, and Terlew had ended up an agreeable shade of lavender, which matched nicely with the gray cotton. But however nice and innocuous she looked, it didn't seem to be making a bit of difference in the way the case was going. She'd even tried to tame her curls for the court appearance, as if tamed hair would make her appear any less guilty. The problem was, she was guilty. She'd cast a spell. She'd gathered the ingredients, researched the words, deliberated on whether it was wise, decided it wasn't at all wise, and did it anyway. She'd created Kaz, a sentient spider plant, to keep